It takes humility to see the passing nature of money. To recognize the passing nature of fame. How cheap. The passing nature of power. Not a few senators, I'm told, after our November election this year, spend over $1 million each in their campaign. What for? The passing nature of success, of friends, the passing nature of sickness, the passing nature of youth, and, need I say, of old age. The passing nature of life and the passing nature of death. You'd think you were going to be dying for a century, just a moment, and it's all over. It's that easy. The passing nature of everything here below. To see this, we need divine grace. For this, we must pray. And unless we see this, we don't know anything worth knowing. The human mind was mainly made to see that nothing in life matters except as a means to eternity. And yet, even as I'm saying this, I almost hesitate saying to you, I'm talking to myself too. We all need it. It's just as well I can hear my own voice. You would think, after having heard and read and reflected on these truths so often, we would always faithfully and spontaneously behave as these truths clearly dictate we should. Why in God's name are we ever impatient? Why? Give me one good reason for impatience. Why are we ever unkind? Why are we ever proud? Proud of what? Of this sack of bones? How the truth can escape us. We need help. We sure do. Third lesson. Decide accordingly. Christ tells us no one can serve two masters. And by the way, there really are only two masters that can be served. It's either God or this world, otherwise known as mammon. This means that no one can really serve God the way God wants to be served, and he's a jealous God, unless he or she is truly detached from creatures. God does everything in his almighty power to detach us. Agreed? In how many ways he keeps drilling into us, this world does not last. Nothing is worth putting your heart on. You thought you could trust him. Well, you know better now. You thought you could trust her. You know better now. You thought you could trust yourself. You know better now. These creatures can wind themselves around our hearts. Oh, how they can. And unless we disentangle ourselves from them in spirit, we shall not even be happy in this life, which, ironically, is a prelude of what awaits us. God wants us to be happy. He really does. But the price of this foretaste of heaven on earth is giving up and giving up and giving up. This mammon that Christ tells us we must be detached from if we're going to serve God means anything in this world except the will of God. It is not only or mainly money. It is acceptance by others. Oh, how we like to be, I don't say well spoken of. The only reason we would like to have people speak well of us is because we fondly hope they also think well of us. One reason why flattery is such an insult. It is hunger not satisfied. We want good health. Who doesn't? We want what we undertake to succeed. We don't like discomforts. I had to make a decision on this 4 years ago. But it's really going on 5 in New York. I discovered it. Spelman Hall, room 505, where I live, there were 2 chairs. One I could safely sit on, and one that I couldn't. The one that I couldn't needs repair. After 4.5 years, still needs repair. I made representation. But then I decided, don't be foolish. You've been preaching this for years. How about a little discomfort? It almost seems that we think on one level and live on another. as though mind and reality never had to meet. We want people to appreciate us. We like consolation in prayer. We like to have people cooperate with us. But if your life is like mine, we can't even think too long about the lack of praise, the lack of appreciation, the failure in carrying out our plans, the absence of consolation, the not getting cooperation. Sometimes you get positive opposition. And all the while we're struggling with ourselves, we're worried, we're sad, we're disappointed, we're wondering what's wrong. Nothing is wrong. That is life. This life. And the hand behind the desolation, the opposition, the failure, the pain, the ill health, the hand and the mind behind that is the hand and mind of God. Appealing to us, drawing us, all but forcing us. That he will not do. Only we can decide, as only we can postpone or put off the once and for all decision to give ourselves totally to God. Which means, in plainer English, to allow God to run our lives. I'd like to conclude with a prayer. Dear Jesus, the light of the world and the light of my soul, enlighten the eyes of my mind, that I may not walk in darkness or the shadow of death. Let me see your will for me in the time still given to me to do your will. Help me to always choose you over everything and everyone else, especially over myself. Help me to serve you as you deserve in this life, that I might enjoy your blessed company in heaven in the life to come for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.